Hi everybody, April here from Real Talk Tarot, and today I've got your energies for the month of May. Now this is going to be for the star seed of Pisces. Hi Pisces, how are ya? Alright, we just had a full moon with some serious endings and transformations, so we're going to find out what that means for you and the energies for May here. Alright, so let's begin here. What I'm going to do is use a combination of story cubes and cards. So I want all you kids to join around the circle. It's circle time and it's story time with Miss April. Okay, so here we go. Let's find out what is going on for the star seed of Pisces. Okay. Pisces spirit. Okay, we have a luck. Now these are not going to be in any particular order. We're going to put together a story here for you that's is going to be the message. Now we have a sleeping emoji. All right. Pisces in May. We have a shooting star. Oh, I'm already starting to get a story, Pisces. Oh, okay. Wow. Yes. Oh my God, this is looking so good for you. Oh, yeah. Keep them coming. Spirit for May, for Pisces. Oh, wow. This looks amazing, and I'm happy because I'm a Pisces, everybody. Alright, so I just let the secret out. There we go. Okay, we have a magnifying glass. And a letter. Oh my God, Pisces, I could read these just right as they are. So we have a lock. So there's something hidden, something in your subconscious. This may be a gift. A talent. Okay? Because there's a sleeping emoji there, so that leads me to believe that there's a hidden talent. Alright? Next, you have a shooting star. So, of course, that is reaching for stardom or aspiring to something, right? Recognition and happiness and a dream come true. That kind of thing. And then you have a cane, which represents authority. And this could be authority over yourself, moral authority, all right? But you have a high-rise building. Now, that indicates mobily upward aspirations, all right? Pisces, this is looking really good. There's a Dharma wheel next. Okay, and it seems like something is going to happen at the, we have a crescent moon here, so we have a new, well, it's not really a new moon, it's a crescent moon, okay, so sometime in that, some energies surrounding that, which are new beginnings, all right, you have a magnifying glass. And that, to me, represents taking a closer look. You're taking a closer look at this talent. You're waking up. Pisces, you are waking up to something amazing. All right? This information could come in the way of a letter. All right? Something via mail. It's going to come your way. Some communication is coming. So, Pisces, that looks amazing for me. I love this reading. Now, I'm going to pull... let's see. We have 9 cubes here. So, we're going to pull 9 cards. And we're going to clarify and see if we can get any additional messages. Okay? So if more than 9 fall out, then so be it. We are just going to take it as it rolls because, hey, we're Pisces, right? We can do that. Just go with the flow. Go with the flow. I so love this reading, okay? Because my last, few Pisces readings have been really tough. I mean, the energy has been very heavy. So this is amazing. All right. So let's see, Spirit, can you clarify this lock, please? What is under lock and key, or what needs to be discovered by Pisces, please? The 5 of Cups reversed. Gratitude. All right, we're going to discover some gratitude for what we do already have. All right, and working with what we have not. All right. Now, what is this sleeping emoji about, Spirit? What can you tell Pisces? Well, you have the 4 of Pentacles. So, you've been, sleeping on an opportunity, or a better opportunity. Four of Pentacles. Okay. Now, how about this shooting star, Spirit? Tell us about this shooting star. Why is the shooting star here for Pisces for the month of May? What message? Thank you. The Lovers. That is your hopes and dreams. The Lovers. Okay. And when you wish upon a star. So why is this Cane of Authority here? Maybe there's some type of authority getting in the way of your relationship. Or in the way of your discovery of something that is being gifted to you. Or, a latent gift within you. Alright. Show me more, Spirit. What can you tell us? What can you say to Pisces? To make this Cane a little clearer, please. Okay. 3 cards came out. 4, oh my god. Alright, so we have the 8 of Pentacles reversed. So that's a lot of hard work and effort was put in to something that didn't pan out. You've got other opportunities to work in union with others, 3 of Pentacles. And that you're graduating, yes. You're graduating in some way. Okay, wow. Because you have the student reversed. So, there is a message of you graduating. Now that could be literally, or it could be spiritually even. Because you have the high-rise building next. So what is Pisces? Can you clarify this high-rise for Starseed of Pisces? Thank you, Spirit. 9 of Pentacles reversed. Interesting. So the high-rise being higher aspirations. But as a Pisces, your higher aspirations really aren't about money, right? This 9 of Pentacles. Let's find out about this Dharma wheel. Why is this Dharma wheel here, please? Spirit. That's why I think this is more a spiritual thing. Maybe money got in the way of your progress spiritually in some way. Dharma wheel, you have the Page of Swords. Alright, so this is someone looking back over her shoulder, spying, or some type of deception. Alright, why is this crescent moon here? Well, you're coming out of having a blindfold on and self restrictions, self-imprisonment, limiting beliefs, and that will probably be during a moon cycle, okay? And what is magnifying this? Or should I say, what is being magnified for Pisces? What is being magnified or brought into focus? What is being brought into focus or magnified for Pisces, please, in May? What is being magnified? Thank you, Spirit. The Two of Wands. And that is a movement over water. A short journey. I think it's going to be more of an emotional trip, because most things are for Pisces anyway. And you had the Page of Wands reversed. Now this is about travel over land, okay? Maybe you will have to travel literally over land and sea to receive, or after you receive this letter. Or the journey has or will be long over this trek here of self-awareness, you know, of growth and reaching a new level, so to speak. Let's find out about this letter here, please, for Pisces for the month of May. Four of Wands. A happy home. So there's going to be a letter coming in that's going to bring something into focus about a subconscious dream or a subconscious gift or a literal gift. There's a lock here, so something's been locked and hidden away, okay? It's a little mysterious, but that's not surprising either for Pisces now, is it? Alright, so let's see here. What's going to be the biggest challenge in this storyline? I'm gonna pull a couple more cards for you, Pisces. What's gonna be the biggest challenge, Spirit, for this energy and this read and these particular Pisces that are resonating? Double reversed. Wow. Okay. So the biggest challenge is gonna be to release yourself, obviously. From some type of obsessive, controlling, manipulative, energy in your life. So that you can unlock this. I literally just in spirit just told me, I just heard, the double reversed is the key to this lock. Okay, what is Pisces' strength? What does Pisces already have to deal with this? All right. Okay, so Pisces, you might have to leave somebody's dick in the dirt, bro. We got Ace of Wands reversed, Tower, and a Judgment reversed. So literally, that's just what came to me. It was like, oh man, and I hope it's not you, alright? But, okay. So, what is the advice? Let's get some advice from Spirit. Let's get some advice for the starseed of Pisces for the month of May. Let's get some advice, please, for the starseed of Pisces for the month of May, Spirit. What can you tell Spirit? What do they need to know? And the cups reversed, okay? I don't know, you might have to, you might have to give up on something. Because it's toxic. It's just too damn toxic. If you want to realize your dream, move to the next level in your life, as painful as it could be, you might have to. You might have to give up on some unobtainable dream, which would be whatever this devil energy is. It's not a dream come true, that's a fucking nightmare. Okay, alright, so let's get one more for the outcome, please, for the starseed of Pisces for the month of May. Spirit, any other messages you might have for the starseed of Pisces? You have the potential outcome being the Five of Wands. Arguments, battles, conflict, basically. Alright. So, and there might be actual law getting involved. There could very well be that with the cane here. Let's hope not. But no matter what you decide to do, judgment in reverse, somebody's going to be pissed. That's just all there is to it. And it's just not your problem, Pisces. Okay? You're given one life, so go fucking live it, and live it for you. And don't apologize for doing so. Alright? Now that is my message for you, Pisces, for the month of May. I hope you enjoyed it, and Godspeed. I hope we get through this month unscathed. And I invite you back again, and as always, stay blissed, stay blessed, and stay tuned.